the saying goes, there is no better time than the present to adopt new tools and strategy to improve your marketing outreach, in-store training, and to keep on top of the latest consumer shopping trends. And here you are, just a sampling of how to grow your business from the vendors at the 100th Annual NRF Big Show held this week in Manhattan.
So we feel that training is really crucial when it comes to having your associates be knowledgeable about their product, especially when you're talking about an elevated purchase and a client that expects a certain level of service. The one thing that can differentiate you from your competition is your associates' knowledge and the way they speak about their product, whether it be a product that is exclusive to their shop, or if they're representing more luxury brands or more luxury designers. That's one thing that will definitely differentiate you from your competition. A lot of our luxury clients have many different channels that they operate in. So sometimes it's their own boutiques, sometimes it's other jewelry stores, fine jewelry stores, and sometimes it's a wholesale channel. And a lot of the things that we do is multi-purpose that across all of the channels, including consumer facing. So a lot of the products we create go to the boutiques, slices for wholesale, and then slices for the consumer on the actual websites. So it really is very beneficial as far as a cost perspective because it can be multifaceted.
We talk to visitors of the top 40 retailers, and we really started asking them a lot about mobile use. And we found out that there is an awful lot of mobile use this year in retail than there was last year. We found that 56% of shoppers use their mobile device in some way or another to be part of their shopping experience this holiday season. And they were doing a lot of things on there. The number one thing they were doing was comparing prices. And that was happening oftentimes in the store. They were also comparing products, looking at product reviews, looking for product specifications. We found that 69% of those people were looking at the retailer's own site. So they were standing in the store, but they were looking at the retailer's own site to get more information about the products they were looking at. 46% of them were looking at a competitor's site as well, which is pretty important. To realize in the retail world in a very new dynamic for the physical world of retail. Now, if people are checking price, and we know that they are, that can be concerning for a retailer, but it could be an advantage as well. The person standing in your physical store, if your price is reasonably compared to a competitor, it doesn't have to be cheaper. If it's close, if it's reasonably close, that can actually give the consumer confidence that your prices are good and they're getting reasonable value from you, and may help them make that purchase decision that they may not have made otherwise if they weren't sure if they were getting a good price. So the key there is just to realize that it's a competitive world out there. I think most retailers know that anyways. And understand customers have this new tool, but maybe that tool can be your advantage too. It's an opportunity to emphasize why you're better on a number of different levels. If you think about a physical retailer, who is dealing with a customer who's comparing them to prices on a pure play, they can emphasize the service value of being in the store. We talk about looking at jewelry. You can see this jewelry, this important, expensive item. You can physically see it there. That's a value to something to be emphasized. If the price is reasonably close, why take the risk of something that's far away on a website when it's right there in front of you?
The most popular product that they're using is something called Business Analyst Online. And what that allows them to do is actually understand the market, understand their customers, and actually start to use it in today's economy to actually bring people into those stores. So a classic example would be to take the information and say, within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, find out what are the people that live there, what are their characteristics, and then what is the market potential for selling jewelry. So one of the reports that we've run here in this location actually shows that we've got an under capacity for jewelry. So the market potential says that people want to buy, but people are not spending in that area. Or the reverse is that we actually have capacity for people to buy jewelry, but we don't have enough jewelry stores to actually meet that capacity. And there's a lot of things we can do in terms of analyzing that. So think about, you know, special events. So we can actually go in and say, are there children, married couples, where are people in their lifestyle, their life stage? And all of this information is actually contained in the software. So one of the things that we're able to do here is, so we've got these different characteristics. So at this level, we're saying there's more and more capacity for jewelry, luggage, and leather goods. What I can then do is use business analysts to actually go down to those individual types of spend. So before, when we looked at this, we had adults who bought fine jewelry. So I'll turn, if I turn that on, one of the things we'll see is that it's in the range 0 to 183. If I look at adults that bought fine jewelry, which was diamond specifically, I actually see very different characteristics. So now it's 0 to 1600 total number. And if we look at the index, this, it's 239. So people are actually 2.5 times more likely to buy fine jewelry in this area compared with just buying jewelry. So what it means for a jeweler is I actually even know the type of product people are more likely to buy. So other interesting parts then would be for jewelers to actually look at competition. So we can go in and use the Bing business search to look at different types of businesses, the places that jewelers actually might be getting competition from. So not just traditional competition like department stores, but actually other retailers, other outlets. And we know, for example, that people are trading down. So the Rosses of the world, the TJ Maxxes, have become competition where people are searching for that type of jewelry at cheap price. And we can actually find out where they are and actually see the amount of sort of competition locally. And that helps the jewelers drive individual marketing and outreach to those types of customers. The basic software runs on a web. You don't need to install anything. It's available on iPad and iPhone as well. The iPhone app is free, and then as part of that, there's a subscription to the online web product. And that starts at $1,000 for all the data everywhere for the US. And then for $2,500, you get access to another 30 or so reports. So the nice thing about it is you can take it anywhere. You can understand those dynamics, bring that information in. You can take your reports you do on the web and look at them on your iPhone. You can do the analysis on your iPhone and actually go back to your office or location and run them on the web. And then if you really want to get into this detailed analysis, there's software that installs on your desktop. And then for a lot of companies, particularly the big retailers, we're actually providing full enterprise capabilities.
Take a look at just how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net.